Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie and find out more.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now, after 5 o'clock, we'll be speaking to a former Garda assistant Garda commissioner about the policing of demonstrations after yesterday's disturbing events outside of Leinster House. I'm sure you will have seen at this stage. But could the escalation of intimidation that we saw yesterday, could it have been predicted? I'm joined now by Siobhan O'Donoghue from the Hope and Courage Collective, previously known as the Far Right Observatory. Siobhan, you're very welcome to the programme. It's good to talk to you again. Your organisation monitors social media channels, isn't that right? I just wonder, was there any noticeable change in tone in recent weeks, which may have suggested that yesterday's protest would have been different from the types of protests we've seen previously after the summer recess and Dáil return?
Hello, Cormac. Yes, indeed, there has been an escalation of, kind of calls for that kind of disruption yesterday that we saw. There was a very clear mobilisation calling out for people to be there across all the channels, particularly Telegram. So yes, everybody knew who was, watching. I suppose a small group of haters and orchestrators. It was quite clear what was going to happen yesterday.
Which social media channels were most active, I wonder, if you were to look at this and try to predict?
Well, Telegram is really the cesspit of a lot of the kind of fascists and haters in Ireland, but very much also on formerly known as Twitter, now called X. A lot of the people who would have been kicked off previously are now back on, and in fact, Musk is actually engaging with them and retweeting stuff, and also on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. How would you term what happened yesterday? Was it a protest? Was it?
I think it was essentially a mob. It was designed to cause disruption. What they were trying to do was very clearly, their goal was to stop people from going about their business. There was calls on these channels to try and block TDs from entering and leaving. And
can I cut in there, and this is Siobhan, a point that I'm sure you'll agree with, and it was made by a number of elected representatives yesterday. There were people there yesterday who had valid protests and protesting for valid reasons and so on, and they might get mixed up in all of this. That's a danger, isn't it?
Absolutely, and I think this is actually the core of the problem, Cormac, is that there were many people there yesterday who were whipped up into a frenzy, who were fed a whole bunch of very emotive, manipulative misinformation, lies, conspiracy theories. There were people there who were very genuine fears and concerns, but were told and enticed to come along to be part of essentially what was a mob. It was designed. The orchestrators of this event yesterday designed it to cause as much disruption and confusion as possible.
The other thing that we need to address here, Siobhan, if I may cut in, is to, and the question has been asked since yesterday, how do you police this? How do you police this going forward? Is there a way to do it in a better way, which doesn't escalate the situation, for example, or to gather intelligence before the event even happens? I just wonder if you have any views on that.
I mean, if the Hope and Courage Collective is able to do this, I mean, the police can do it. But actually, what I would say is that what we need to do is not put so much a spotlight on a law and order approach to this, but to look at the root cause of it. And right now, the social media and digital platforms, most of which are headquartered in Ireland, have enabled the spread of the disinformation and the hate that has kind of, that is resulting in events like yesterday. They literally are putting a giant megaphone in the hands of a very small group of haters and are refusing to enforce their own community rules. We've told the government this. We've met with several people across government and political parties over the last few months, begging them to take the megaphone out of their hands.
Well, this is what they say.
Enforce their own community rules.
Okay, well, this is what they say, because we asked Facebook, Siobhan, for a response, and they said, our community standards prohibit content that calls for coordinating harm and violence. We remove content that violates these standards. And that's from a Meta spokesperson to our programme. Where do you go from there?
I can absolutely tell you that I have, you know, responses and the team and the Hope and Courage Collective have responses from Meta saying that certain content does not breach their community rules when it includes things like death threats. So they are not this, and we're not just, it's not, this is not just us saying it. This has been proven by research after research. There's whistleblowers from these organizations across the world are absolutely emphatic that they're not enforcing their own community rules, but they'll trot out statements like you've just read out.
The big question, I suppose.
And they're driving algorithms, they're driving emotive, destructive algorithm. Their algorithms is prioritizing content which is driving manipulative disinformation conspiracies into the feeds of people who are already vulnerable, and sometimes are actually have very genuine concerns about housing or whatever, but they're absolutely manipulating the situation. So we either can play whack-a-mole, you can have all the police, you know, kind of force lined up to speak about it, but it's literally whack-a-mole if we don't deal with the root cause.
Given what happened yesterday, is if the government is going to be tough with the social media companies, these tech giants that have their huge European headquarters in Dublin, a lot of them, and they're huge employers. If there's a need to get tough with these companies, if there's a risk to democracy, will it be done? That remains to be seen, I suppose. We did ask the Department of Tourism, Culture, Arts, Gaeltacht, Sports and Media for a statement, and we'll bring you that statement on all of this before the end of the programme. But Siobhan O'Donoghue of the Hope and Courage Collective, thank you very much.